Today, Shem Mishra B'Yomi, Yassim and Tavkuf Nun Aleph, you're up to Sif Tes Vav. Misha Tekafu, Avela Shal Meis, Shal Shabbos Zu, Vehichbid Sa'aro, Meikel B'tar, Avalo B'mis B'rayim, U'mechabes K'suso B'mayim, Avalo B'neser U'vechol. What's going on here? A person basically has upon himself an Avelis of a Meis, meaning he's in his Shloshim. And what happens is that there's a merger between the end of his Shloshim and the Shvua Shechalbo. And what happens is he's got a lot of hair. He's got a lot of hair. So if he's got a lot of hair, right, like Ving, you don't look like you took a haircut before the 3 weeks. So it's going to be a serious situation. So a guy has 30 days coming into his Shvua Shechalbo. So he's got a lot of hair. So he's allowed to cut his hair in a non-normative way. Namely, instead of using scissors, he can use a razor. Not like, you know, not like today everyone gets haircuts with the electric razors. Talking about like taking a razor and like holding your hair and da-da-da-da-da. Ain't going to be so smooth. And he could go ahead and what? And he can go ahead and also do a laundry, but only with what? Only with water and not with detergent. Neser v'chol. That's what's allowed. Now, it's interesting, I'm going to see this in the Mishnah Berurah, that we're talking here in the Shulchan Aruch, right? So Shulchan Aruch is, when does he aser haircuts and laundry? During Shvua Shechalbo. But what would be, according to us, if the Shloshim landed in the middle of, not Shvua Shechalbo, but it's smacked and hit Rosh Chodesh Av, meaning his Shloshim ended somewhere between Rosh Chodesh Av and Shvua Shechalbo. So we'll see that all in the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to see there's a machlokes regarding that. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Pehei. Shal Meis v'shal Shabbos Zu, Rotz Lomar, D'shomul Yoyim Shloshim Shal Avelis. What happens is he's finished his 30 days of Avelis, his Shloshim. Besoch, it lands in the middle of Shvua Shechal Tish above Lios Besocha. In other words, his Shloshim ends in Shvua Shechalbo. So he could be Meikel Sifkat and Pehei, B'tar Mishum She'ein Zeh Yifui, because it's not going to be a smooth do, not going to be a smooth haircut. Just the basic cutting of the hair to... Okay, but he's not gonna be a pretty boy. Sifkat and Pei Zion. Ava lo b'misparayim. You shouldn't use scissors. Zeo davka kishachal yom shloshim b'shavua shachal tishabav. This is specifically if it actually the shloshim fell out during Shvua Shechalbo. Ava kishachal mikodim lezeh. But if the shloshim ends early in this, then it's mutter l'saper u'lechabes. It's gonna be mutter to go ahead and get a haircut and do laundry normally, in a normal way. Afla didan, even according to us. Ashkenazim, Shenoagim Bezel Iser Ba'alma, okay, who are knowing to go ahead and what, and have an Iser in laundering and haircuts. Hachashari, here it's going to be what? Here it's going to be Mutter. Normally it's going to be Aser, right? Haircuts is Aser already from 3 weeks. Laundry is Aser during the 9 days. So here it's going to be permitted. Kaman de Shetekafu Vavelav, since the Shloshim landed, and he now has the confrontation between the end of Shloshim and the Isser of laundering during 9 days and getting haircuts. So then you'd be able to be Mekel. Ken Katzav Ataz v'Shem Arach. That's Habach. That's what Ataz says in the name of the Bach, his father-in-law. Avel Yo Rabba, however, Yo Rabba Sover, no, Dein Lo Hakel. Ki Yim Shiket Keshachal Yom Shloshim Matei Rosh Chodesh. You can only be Mekel if Shloshim ends before Rosh Chodesh. The Kain Kasu Kam Achronim, and that's what the Achronim say. So in other words, you have a Machlokes here. Some say that if the Shloshim ends between Rosh Chodesh Av and Shvua Shechalbo, you can get haircuts, regular haircut, you can do regular laundry. Others say no. Others say we treat it like Shvua Shechalbo, since we actually hold it, you're not allowed to go ahead and get and do laundry already from the beginning of the 9 days. So we treat it like that. And therefore, you will not be Mekel. Although, in terms of haircuts, true, you can't be Mekel after Rosh Chodesh, according to this opinion, but you would be able to be Mekel during the 3 weeks if Shloshim fell out, according to this opinion. So, once again, some allow regular haircuts during the 9 days before Shvua Shechalbo, according to Minhag Ashkenazim. Others say, no, after Rosh Chodesh, you already have to be Machmir, but like, if you have a haircut, it's Pashas, you'd be okay from the beginning of the 3 weeks until at least Rosh Chodesh. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah. Ayin Sham as well in the Shar HaTzion. Let's move weiter. Sip Tes Zayin. Yesh Noagim Shalol Lirchayitz Mirosh Chodesh. So now we're coming to the minhag of not doing rechitza, of not washing and taking baths, showers, and things like that, already from Rosh Chodesh. The Yesh Ein Nimnayin Ela B'Shabbosu, and others are Noag only to not take showers and baths and wash themselves on Shavuot Shechalva. Yesh Misanin Mizayin B'Tamuz Zat Hashabbat. And there are those that actually go ahead and fast every day from Shavuot Shabbatamuz until Tisha B'Av. Obviously, they eat at night, but they fast every day, like we have Matinus. Okay, every day. And then the Rama says, L'tzorech mitzvah shari. He says, L'tzorech mitzvah, you would be able to go ahead and bathe. L'chein nida rochetzes v'tovelas. Therefore, someone who's a nida, who has to go and be tovel after her nida, after she keeps her 17 days, she will be able to go ahead and wash herself, which is needed to be done before she does a tefillah, and go and be tovel. V'afilu im tovelas lel asara ba'av. And even if she goes and has her tefillah on the night of the 10th of Av, night of Tisha B'Av, mutal l'chaitz be'erev Tisha B'Av. It will be permitted for her to already go ahead and on Erev Tisha B'Av wash herself, because she had to go ahead and bathe. Anyone who goes to the mikvah has to bathe and make sure they have the chatzitzis on them and make themselves clean. She'd be allowed to do that already on Erev Tisha B'Av, so that she'd be ready to go into the mikvah on Motzei Tisha B'Av, im yevshal l'chaitz leil asara, if it would be impossible for her to go and do the rechitza on the night of Motzei Tisha B'Av, the night of asara be'av. And the Be'er Halacha happens to point out that the poskim actually say that, you know, it might actually be preferable, so she won't be rushed to bathe and go to the mikvah on Motzei Tisha B'Av, to actually go ahead and do it on Erev Tisha B'Av. So again, the Tzorach Mitzvah, bathing would be okay if it's necessary. And again, if whatever would be needed to do in bathing would be okay, letzorech mitzvah. Let's see now the Mishnah Brura, Sivkan Dezayin, Shalal Lirchoitz, Ayin Lekame, Dafilu Bitzone. We'll see coming up that even cold water, Yesh Lizayir, one has to go ahead and be careful not to go ahead and wash themselves even with cold water. However, Ulefua, Muta, Afilu Bechamin, and for any type of health situation that you need to go ahead and wash for those purposes, let's say if there's issue of infection and things like that, whatever purposes of refuah, or if the body needs it for health purposes, then you'd be able to go ahead and wash even b'chamin and even b'shvuah shechalvo d'shabbat, because this is only a rechitza of tanug that is usher. And again, it's still going to be usher b'tzaynin as well, in cold as well. Tivkata pei tes, maybe Rosh Chodesh. So some say, and this is our minhag, already from Rosh Chodesh, the 9 days, imchal Rosh Chodesh, okay? So he says here, the Mishnah Brura, Imchal Rosh Chodesh be'erev Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Erev Shabbos, so that means the 9 days start on Erev Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. Azay Mutar L'Chaitz is called Gufo B'Cham. Then you would be allowed to go ahead and wash your whole body in hot water. Kol Bi Sherochetz Tamid be'erev Shabbos L'Chod Shabbos. Whoever normally goes ahead and washes on Erev Shabbos. Yeah. So what's the basis of this? So what's the basis of this heter? What's the basis of this heter? That you can go ahead if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Erev Shabbos. So the Taz says that really, Me'ikar Adin, you should be allowed, as we're going to see coming up, that we don't allow washing on Erev Shabbos Chazon. Because we don't wash, but really you're allowed to, because it's a mitzvah to go ahead and be Rochetz and take a bath on Erev Shabbos. So what's the issue? Really, it should be good even if it's Erev Shabbos of Chazon. Again, you could have two Erev Shabboses. You could have Erev Shabbos that's Rosh Chodesh, which is right before first Shabbos, okay, of the 9 days. And you could have Erev Shabbos Chazon. He says, really, Erev Shabbos Chazon also you should be allowed to go ahead and do what? Take a bath in hot water and wash up good for Shabbos, because it's Letzarech Mitzvah. Ah, so why are they Noheg to be machmir on Erev Shabbos Chazon? Because sometimes it actually falls out on Erev Tisha B'Av, meaning that Shabbos is really Tisha B'Av. And then it's a problem because you have a issue of, from Chatzos and on, you have a problem of going ahead and doing Rechitza of Mamish Erev Tisha B'Av. So therefore, based on Lo Plug, they asked it. But when Rosh Chodesh falls out on a regular, okay, Rosh Chodesh Av falls out on Erev Shabbos, which is not Shabbos Chazon, that's never going to be an issue. There's no time to aser it, and the Chalal is totally okay. And the Rav Shlomo Zalman actually says you could go ahead and wash with soap and shampoo, probably, during that Erev Shabbos. If it's Erev Shabbos, that is Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, that's Rosh Chodesh Av. Okay? We continue weiter. Sif Katan Tzadi. Yesh Misanin Miyudzayin V'Tamuz. There are those that fast from Shivasa V'Tamuz. So check this out. He said, Talmud Chacham, Ein Kedai Sheyinayg V'Chum Rezum. A Talmud Chacham, who needs to shtag, shouldn't go ahead and be machmir like this. Shevamayim B'Melech HaShemayim, because that's going to ahead and hurt is Melech HaShemayim. That's why they say, you can't hack, let's say, Vasikin, you know, so, and the place can say, right, even if, and that's something that's actually the mitzvah B'Lishlei Musa. So, you know, the minhag olam is not to necessarily go to Vasikin. He's not going to be able, doesn't mean someone who's working shouldn't go to Vasikin, but someone who's, you know, steiging, maybe shouldn't go to Vasikin. She'iyah shashalo yismayit milimudo eza shos mibnei hatainus. Okay, it's going to go ahead and hurt his limud, right, based on the fact that he has this tainus. He's going to list this out in some hours of learning. And you have to go ahead and really measure out and weigh whether or not to go ahead and be machmir in these in yanim, someone who is a talmud chacham. And the famous statement of the Rav Palm, we used to say, you have to realize, you know, chumras are a big yisayid, you know, for your shemayim. But you always have to realize that sometimes a chumra could be a wat, could be a kula. So you have to you know, understand what you're doing at all times. Okay? Let's move weiter. Tzadi Aleph, Ad Tisha B'Av. So these people would fast from Shavuot Seva Tamas until Tisha B'Av. Ayin L'Kamon Siman Tov Kuf Samach Beis, Sif Beis Bahaga. We'll see coming up regarding this. Then, Sif Katan Tzadi Beis, he says, Lirchaitz Be'erev Tisha B'Av. So we had seen that someone who is a woman who is a Nida going to the mikvah, she could already be Rochaitz on Erev Tisha B'Av. Kedacha B'Chamin. She can, on Erev Tisha B'Av, she can go ahead and wash with hot water, since again, this is L'Tzarech Mitzvah, even on Erev Tisha B'Av. Why? Because it's, again, for Mitzvah and not for Tana. Now we move weiter in the Rambam. V'nira duhuadin isha l'veshes levanim yechola lirchoitz ma'at kedarka b'shar shana. A woman who's already in her Zion Nikim, who washes a shikol like the rest of the year. Also, hol the ena osa l'tanug, rak mitzorech mitzvah, since she's not doing it for tanug, only for mitzvah, look at the Mishnah Berurah, hol l'tanug, b'chein k'tanim, she'esh lehem chatotin b'roishon, nagin l'rachson b'roishon, so to k'tanim, that have these like scabs and things like that on their head, and they benefit from washing them and cleaning them on their heads and things like that, it would be okay to do that. And then he continues on the Ramah, back to the Ramah. V'noagin shelo lirchaitz afilu b'tzoynein merosh chodesh ve'elef. The minhag is not to go ahead and wash even with cold water from rosh chodesh and on. V'afilu be'erev Shabbos shel chazon, and even erev Shabbos, which is erev Shabbos, he said, chazon, aser lirchaitz, aser to go ahead and do rechitza, ki im rosho upanav yadav v'raglav b'tzone. Only utilizing cold water for one's head, face, hands, and feet. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on Tzadi Dalet, afilu b'tzone. So you say the whole 9 days should not go ahead and wash even with cold water. He says, no, hainu kol gufo. Talking about showering your whole body, or bathing your whole body. Av upanav yadav v'raglav, shari lirchot. You can wash your face, hands, and feet with cold water. Ah, so how's that different than Erev Shabbos Chazon? So he says, look at the Ramah. The Ramah said, Erev Shabbos Chazon, you also can't shower, but you can do your Rosho Panav Yadav Virago. So the rest of the 9 days, you can't even do your head. On Erev Shabbos, you can do your head, your face, your hands, and your feet with cold water. Sivkan Sadihei, Afilu Erev Shabbos Chazon, Aser. Hainu Afilu Haya Ragil Lechotz B'chol Erev Shabbos B'chamin Kol Gufo. According to his opinion, as we said before, even if you normally go ahead and are rochets and you take a shower, Erev Shabbos with hot water, Aser Erev Shabbos Chazon, Lechotz Kol Gufo, it's Aser to go ahead and wash your whole body, afilu b'tzaynin, even with cold water. Again, we saw before that the Taz has said that's because of a low plug of a concern for Erev Shabbos shechal liyais lifnei Tisha B'Av. Ulinyan tevila, and with respect to tevila, hanoeg litvol b'chol Erev Shabbos mutter. So if you're the kind of guy who goes to the Mayan every Erev Shabbos, and you always go, so then it would be permitted. However, mishem mevadla lepamim, but anyone who's mevatelit, meaning he doesn't go every single week, if he's busy one day and he doesn't go to the mikvah, so he just like he goes to the mikvah because it's cool with the chont and the kishka to go also to the mik. So then omen neatzina, right? If it's too cold, sometimes he doesn't go to the mayan. Then it would be usher just to go because you're pulling shtick. Finishing up here, v'yesh, back to the Ramah. V'yesh mekimin b'chafifas harosh b'chamin. There are those that allow going ahead and washing one's hair with hot water. L'mishir ragil b'kach, someone who normally does it, called Shabbos. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sadi Vav. Allah lo b'zayif v'loik sh'oisin me'efer. But he says you can't use shampoo. Sadi Zayin, l'mishir ragil b'kach. V'ayin b'chay adam du'ad din d'shari panav yadav ragil b'chamin. L'mishir ragil b'kach kol Shabbos. So it says, according to this opinion, you'd be able to go ahead and wash your hair, your face, your hands, and your feet with hot water if you do it every Shabbos, according to this second Yesh Mekilim. Now, just to point out, so as you all know, the contemporary poskim bring up the following issue. And they say as follows. They say that This iser, okay, against bathing is, we know, it's limited, number one, to bathing with intent to cool down or some type of pleasure bath. But obviously, if one becomes dirty, we'll see this more coming up, in the course of his work, then it's going to be permitted to wash or bathe to remove that dirt. And if hot water is necessary to remove the dirt, one can even use hot water. But again, it's not being done, latano. And based on this comes certain kulas. If the poskim write that in places that become very hot and a person becomes uncomfortable as a result of sweating over the course of the day, or is concerned that not bathing would be, he'd be smelling up the joint, and other people would say, oh, you reek, buddy, you reek, pal. So you'd be able to go ahead and bathe in order to remove the perspiration. And when it's necessary, you might even be able to use soap to remove the whatever you got on you and the perspiration. But the Paiskim do say, it's all brought down the Piskei Tshuvos, that if possible, one should use cold water or add as little hot water as necessary to become clean. And a person, Paiskim say as well, this is all brought down the Piskei Tshuvos, Os Memches, that a person has to be careful not to linger in the shower or bathe any longer than necessary to mamish become clean. And again, as it says, as we're going to see coming up, Kol HaMesavel al Yerushalayim Zoche will be Zoche b'binyanoi, but whoever isn't and will not be Raya b'binyanoi. So Mitzvah Hashem, all us Yomi guys who know the Halachas will not only be learning it, but practicing it the proper way. Have a great, great day, everybody. And you are all Yami guys.
Sure, Harry.